obviously with Golden State, people focus on that offense, but to be the number one defensive team in the league right now, what are they doing, I mean, that allows them to do that?
Well, I think they've got really good individual defenders that play, you know, that become even better in their team concept. And anything you kind of mark in a good defense, they've got it. They've got presence at the rim and Bogut. They've got great activity and quickness on the perimeter. They're able to switch a lot because Draymond Green is a unique player at the four position who can defend multiple positions. And then I think they've got a lockdown guy in Klay Thompson too. Obviously Andre Iguodala has been on the all defensive team kind of historically throughout his career. So there's a lot of things, but I think the most important thing is they play together on defense the same way they do on offense. They play off each other well on both ends of the court.
What is it about Draymond that he can guard? I mean, he's a little undersized, big, typically for guarding fours. But mm-hmm. What is it? Just fundamentals? Is it having Bogut there?
Or? I think it's probably a little bit of both. I think it's also just will. He's a competitive guy. I think that fuels a lot of it. Obviously, he does have support, but I think it's as much his ability to guard guards too as anything.
Joe is 27 and first year in the NBA. But does he feel like a rookie to you? Does he make the
he does to me. He night? Doesn't. He yeah. I mean, he, in some ways yes, in some ways no. I think any time. In more ways, no, than yes. I think just the newness of the whole thing. It's a little bit the same for me. You've been a head coach for any number of years, just in a different situation. He's played a lot of basketball, and he's played in big games, albeit, different situations. But when you look at him, I don't see him getting nervous and things like that sometimes you'd expect a younger player to get overwhelmed. I mean, he's played in the EuroLeague Final Four. He's, been in Belgrade with, stormtroopers, protecting the perimeter during a game and bottle rockets going off. And so this is, a loud crowd is something he's used to.
You've been pretty impressed with all the stuff that he's given overall?
I'm pleased lately because I think he's improved defensively. He started to play, with more energy and just played better defensively, which I think is the crucial thing for him. I know the things he can do on offense. I just wanted him to keep focused on improving defensively and helping our team. He can be a really good team defender.
Is he a pretty good learner? Listener?
Yeah, he's got a good feel for the game. And like a lot of our guys, they take criticism as coaching. I'm not always, there's very few, kid gloves. We don't have time for that. So sometimes a lot of the teaching we do can be in front of the group, and it's not always comfortable to have someone, be it me, telling you in knowing certain terms, this isn't the way we do it. It's a credit to our guys' maturity that they're able to sift through that and not take things personally. And I always like it, but I think that's been his mindset on the way in. So.
When it comes to Gordon, I know it's a long shot that he makes the All-Star game, but can you talk about just how good a first half that he's had this year?
I'm wondering what the hell's going on over here.
I thought you were saying that to my question. No. I thought that was in response to my question.
So you were saying Gordon's...
it's probably a long shot that he makes the All-Star team as a reserve, but he's had as good a first half this year as he's had in his career.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for him is just to stay focused on continuing to improve. And, there's so many good players out there, and, I'd prefer him not to. It's wonderful to be acknowledged in that way, but more telling to me is just him competing against himself. How much better can he get? How much more is in him? And I think that's what he's done this year. And he's been about winning, too. That's the other thing you hear him comment on all the time. And I think it's true. And I think he believes that, too.
As somebody that's 24 years old, do you see him as somebody with another couple of rungs to get to in terms of upside?
I think that's a compliment to him, you know, that he does have the ability to continue to get better. And we've seen that this year, I think. Not only, I think, will he be able to do more and more things, but he'll do them more and more consistently. That's just, you know, through experience.
Was he feeling ill last night also?
Yeah, he's got a little, he's fighting some sort of illness, you know, sinus infection or something. So he's it was bothering him last night.
You mentioned last night, $500 fine for me, shit.
You guys, well, you're not making as much money as these
guys.
Yeah,
let's scale it down, man. I'll give you a quarter
five,
or something.
Yeah, I was going to say $5. A quarter, if you want to do a quarter.
You mentioned how difficult it is to parse out those minutes sometimes with four bigs you like. But are you noticing, are you getting a sense from Ennis that, like, that competition is fueling him, that he's responding to that maybe pressure?
Yeah, I think it's more subtle than kind of a player overtly saying, I'm going to compete against him. I think I think it hones their urgency and kind of it motivates you in that way, because in that sense, it just, you know, it sharpens the sword. It's a good thing. So I think they've all taken it that way, and just they're not really competing against each other as much as they are, you know, competing to play well and competing for, you know, the team.
Get excited thinking about the future of those three guys. You know, those. I mean, yeah. Those bigs. Everybody doesn't have those.
No, they're. And I think the thing that I like is that they're learning more and more to play off of one another. And as we've continued to kind of emphasize them, you know, they're good individually, but if they can kind of connect even more as a group, I think they have a chance to even be even better.